This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu today said that India is committed to being a nation where human rights are not only protected but also celebrated. Addressing Human Rights Day 2025 and the National Conference on Ensuring Everyday Essentials in New Delhi, the President emphasized that dignity is non-negotiable and that no one should be deprived of the rights. President Murmu highlighted that Human Rights Day forms the backdrop of a just, equitable and compassionate society. Ms. Murmu added that justice must remain the birthright of every person in India.
Human rights are contained in the vision of our constitution. Highlighting our constitutional objectives, Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar has said, "We must make our political democracy a social democracy as well. Human rights promote social democracy. Human rights encompass the right to live without fear, to learn without barriers, to work without exploitation, and to age with dignity."
Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister, Dr. P.K. Mishra, said that India's aspiration for the coming decade is to become a nation where every citizen enjoys dignity through capable institutions and compassionate governance. Addressing Human Rights Day 2025 and National Conference on Ensuring Everyday Essentials in New Delhi, he highlighted that good governance is an essential right which includes efficient system, transparent processes and institutions that treat people with respect and empathy. Dr. Mishra noted that Prime Minister Narendra Modi believes that every eligible person must get benefit.
Human rights, our everyday essentials, places the spotlight where it matters most, on public services, on institutions, and on the systems through which citizens interface with the state. India contributed significantly to this process.
Lok Sabha will resume the discussion on election reforms today. Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to reply to the discussion. Intervening in the discussion yesterday, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said special intensive revision SIR of electoral rolls were conducted several times during the Congress regime, but now the opposition is raising questions over the exercise. He lauded the country's voting structure, saying that everyone got equal voting rights since independence. Mr. Meghwal said elections are not merely a political exercise, but a festival of democracy celebrated by crores of people who participate in it. In Rajya Sabha, the House will resume further discussion on 150th anniversary of the song Bande Mataram. Yesterday, initiating the discussion, Mr. Shah stressed that the song will remain relevant in the nation's journey towards Viksit Bharat. Participating in the discussion, Leader of the Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said Congress made Bande Mataram the slogan to the freedom struggle. He said when Mahatma Gandhi started the non-cooperation movement, lakhs of freedom fighters from the Congress went to jail chanting Bande Mataram. Union Minister for Power Manohar Lal has said all the constitutional institutions, including Election Commission, are becoming more transparent under the Narendra Modi-led government. Criticizing Rahul Gandhi's remark over Election Commission and SIR, he said, "Unlike the Congress regime, for the first time, transparency has been maintained in these constitutional institutions." Deepavali, one of India's foremost cultural and spiritual festivals, has been included in the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization's UNESCO Intangible Cultural Heritage List today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today recalled the valor of all those who were part of the Assam movement on the occasion of Shahid Divas. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the movement would always have a prime place in the nation's history. Mr. Modi also reiterated India's commitment to fulfilling the dreams of those who participated in the Assam movement, notably the strengthening of Assam's culture and the all-round progress of the state. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading in negative territory during the forenoon session today. The Sensex declined 52 points to 84,614, while the Nifty slipped 7 points to 25,833 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, PSU banks, services and capital goods were dragging the most. And that is the end of this news bulletin.